With U.S. Senator Dick Durbin stepping down at the end of his term, 10 Democrats and 6 Republicans have jumped in the race to succeed him. Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show, has spoken with almost all of the candidates for the March 17th primary election. One issue that consistently came up is how immigration enforcement should be reformed. You'll hear about that issue today from the following candidates: Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, Congresswoman Robin Kelly, Don Tracy, Kevin Ryan, Pamela Denise Long, Brian Maxwell, Owisi Bustos, Casey Hlebek, Sean Brown, Jeannie Evans, Jonathan Dean, and Steve Botsford.
It should scare everyone that people who are wearing masks with uniforms with no markings on them are snatching people off of the streets with no due process, a fundamental principle and foundational to our United States Constitution. We should all be appalled by that.
President Trump and his cronies have pushed so much fear, so much, you know, it's just about America. Forget everybody else. And they're coming to get your jobs. You know, he made comments. He's coming to get, like, your black jobs, you know, and things like that. So I think that he's pushed division, and people that follow him, you know, agree with that. That's what they're hearing over and over and over.
The problem is not with the federal law enforcement tactics. The problem is with the resistance in Chicago led by Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson. A lot of people, but I do believe a majority of Americans or Illinoisans probably think that there should be something in the form, some immigration reform. And I would be there, and it would have to be bipartisan.
Should we, in fact, abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency?
Yes. It has gone well beyond its scope, and their aggressive abuses of power and use of force are it's so egregious that we need to get rid of it, and we need to set up something new. Something new that doesn't have the same kind of law enforcement capability and funding that ICE has.
I think the people who are being violent with ICE agents need to be held accountable, and ICE agents who are being unnecessarily aggressive and or violent with the people need to be held accountable as well.
I am for essentially abolishing ICE. Yeah, I think what we've allowed Immigration Customs Enforcement to become in this country has gotten completely out of hand. We are seeing it become essentially a paramilitary police force ran by the federal government whose authority supersedes state governments, and we are seeing everyday citizens, people with documentation in this country, having their rights violated.
Currently, this militarization of that department is in complete contradiction and violation to its intended purpose and also to what is allowed and prescribed by the Constitution. And so Congress really needs to go back to the drawing board and ensure that individuals who are hired to serve and protect are actually serving and protecting.
In order to justify the purpose or the usage of the ICE, you know, in general, maybe we should have a bill designed before we even make that move to tell them you are empowered with this rules or whatever to follow before you move into the society. Because I don't take it very lightly when we have actually citizens being killed, you know, rightly or wrongly, but that's not a good message.
If you're going to have those type of operations, they need to be targeted. They need to be in a coalition with community leaders and local law enforcement so that we don't have, you know, these militarized operations on the streets of our country. That's very un-American. That's not a society that any of us would want to live in, nor would we want our children to live in that type of society.
The Democratic leadership has taken an oppositional stance with respect to the federal government. So if I were representing the United States in the Senate, I would be building cooperation between the local level, the state level, and the federal level. I would be wanting to work with the president.
Had personal experience with ICE in my own neighborhood because, as I stated earlier, I'm scared by it. I am outraged by it. And in my entire 43 years on this planet, I have never seen law enforcement deployed in this manner, in particular to claim to be enforcing crimes that are nonviolent with such violence.
It's got to be no more masks, no more hidden badges. We need the ICE to have warrants signed by judges. We also need to make sure that ICE is only going after criminals and not just, like I said, showing up at childcare facilities or Home Depots and just picking people up and, you know, seeing whether or not they have documentation.
Those were candidates for Illinois' U.S. Senate seats speaking on the 21st show. These conversations were produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, Jose Zepeda, and Brian Mackey. Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, a leading candidate in the Democratic primary, has been unavailable for multiple requests to come on the program. Other candidates include Christopher Swan and Jimmy Lee Tillman II. You can find more information about the primary election at ipmnewsroom.org.